This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Appreciate that, Pepe. Again, Cooper Flagg, big debut last night. That next game will be Saturday at 3 o'clock, San Antonio Spurs on ESPN. I expect a better performance. Again, I'm not the sky isn't falling for me on Cooper Flagg.
No. He's got like a shred of the playbook down.
Seriously. And they had three practices before this thing.
This is not 5 for 21, who cares? If you're going out there expecting Cooper Flagg to be a lights-out shooter, you're missing the point on Cooper Flagg.
Look, he got off to a slow start when he was at Duke, too. And by the end of the year, he had him in the Final Four. Real quick, also, G-Bag Nation today, Friday afternoon, big day with G-Bag Nation as they will do their show live from Pickler Universe right off 35E and Carrollton. Stop by and join the boys for free pizza, free Stella sampling, and free pickleball.
All right, not bad. Pickleball's fun. I don't know if you've played it. It's a fun time. But real quick, one more thing on Cooper Flagg. He said, one of the worst games of his life.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
He didn't play well at all.
Didn't score a bucket in the second half.
Yeah, the thing for me is the intrigue for this game wasn't as high as it may have been for somebody who didn't watch a lot of college basketball.
Right.
I saw Cooper play like 30 games. So it was like...
Kid's a dog.
Yeah, he is. I'm not like... I wasn't going to look at this and like start making snap judgments and stuff. It's like I've seen Cooper play a lot of basketball. I didn't have that same injury. The intrigue was actually, I was looking more for, strength, size, toughness, because he is playing against some guys who are not necessarily just rookies.
Grown men, 23, 24-year-old dudes.
Right.
He's 18.
Yeah, right. So he's playing against, male bodies.
Absolutely.
Bigger bodies. And that's, in college, you go against 18, 19-year-olds, and if you're a freak like he is at 18 or 19, yeah, you can kind of bully them around, and I was just looking to see, could he hold his own? And he did. He made some plays defensively, made some plays in transition. His just shot wasn't there.
I thought Bronny looked decent last night.
So I saw stats say that Bronny held him to 0 for 17. Like, is that, are we really doing that? Is that really a thing?
I don't remember him locking
him down for 17 missed shots.
He did
just
have
making things up on the internet now.
There was a play in the second quarter where he bumped him and they went at each other and he got called. Bronny stole the ball. It was a clear steal. I don't care what anybody says. And look, you won't find a bigger Cooper Flagg fan here at 105 The Fan than your boy. But Cooper Flagg,
shots fired, Kevin Hagee.
And I know Hagee's a big Duke guy. But that said, Bronny got, it was a steal. Period in the story. He gets called for the foul, and then the very next play, they throw back into Cooper, and he knocks down a 20-foot jumper in his face. Yeah. So,
did you notice PP, Freddie?
Yes, sir.
You guys, there's a lot of celebs in the stands.
I didn't see many, man. I'm sure they panned to a few. I know Ryan Nemhard's brother got loved up a lot, and he did a little halftime interview. But outside of him and Kyrie, I think were the two biggest, and Jason Kidd. Yeah. And then, of course, Mark Cuban was there as well. But yeah, not quite the fanfare that I think or that I think ESPN and the NBA were hoping for.
I mean, it's summer league. I mean, celebs know it's summer league. Again, is Bronny really that I mean, I know it's LeBron's kid, but is he really that big of a draw?
No.
We've seen him for a couple
years.
He's
no, he's not. It's just Vegas. It's, you know, Vegas Summer League is
right.
It's always a good crowd. And
now, the ticket prices, you assume that maybe a celeb would have to sit there with the ticket prices. You know, courtside were a couple grand, I think.
That's what I was saying, $2,500. Yeah. But do we really think people were paying for that? Or do we think that's what the price was when it was all said and done? I doubt it.
What, you think it was just corporate prices?
I don't think people were paying $2,500. Because I don't, to your point, I don't know that the buzz was as big for Cooper Flagg like it was, say, for like Wemby, right? I know they kept telling us that it was, but I, to your point, of course Kyrie's going to be there. I mean, he's Mr. Mav, right? So outside of the huge Mavs contingent and Ryan Nemhard, who, again, his brother, and let's call it what it is. If his brother didn't have the series that he had in the finals, are we talking to him?
Yeah. You probably don't even know who he is.
I have zero idea. Right. Okay, and outside of like real ball knowers, does anybody really know who Ryan Nemhard's brother is? Probably not.
All right, Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fan. It is the commercial-free expressway. It is 2025. Breaking
it is.
News, exclusive. Which means that we are a quarter century in, and now they have all these quarter century all NFL teams. Everyone's doing one.
Yeah.
CBS did their offensive one. Now they've got their defensive, all defensive team for this quarter century. And I got some problems. First of all, it's well documented. I don't like the Watt family.
Mm.
I'm sure they're great people. They get.
I've heard stories though about JJ. Just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Had a friend of mine down in Houston. She was a. She worked for Papa John's.
Are we sure we're supposed to tell this?
I mean, I don't think people know who she is, but they were just saying. Let's just put it. I'll speak very ambiguously. JJ, not the warm, fuzzy, friendly guy that he appears to be on television behind the scenes.
She worked for Papa John's?
She worked for Papa John's, yes.
Bad tipper. It's a bad pizza tipper. That's what it is. But anyway, I'm sure they're great people. They get the most out of their ability, yada, yada, yada. But they're try-hard guys to me. They're just try-hard guys. They're losers. They don't win. None of them ever win. And that's why they get boosted, I think. If they were actually winners,
yeah,
they're like the Joe Thomas of defense. Joe Thomas always gets,
the pity. Look, you're not preaching the choir on that one.
He gets the pity love. Everybody, oh, he's a Cleveland Brown. He never went. Nah, he's a loser, right? And we feel sorry for them and we make them more like actual legends. Listen, everyone has bad takes. This is my bad take. All right, I'm fully aware of this. This is my bad take.
I'm here for
the Watt family. But you cannot put J.J. Watt over Von Miller on the all-defensive team. Von Miller is a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
That's got to matter for something.
No, it absolutely does.
It's got to matter.
Do you wonder if, I think, to your point, I think some of the off-the-field stuff with Von Miller probably comes into play.
What, the PEDs?
Well, that and the whole girlfriend thing here in DFW doesn't help.
I don't even know that I know that.
Yeah, apparently, it was a couple years ago, him and his girlfriend had a little snafu, if you will.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Domestic. Defensive line, the starters, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald.
No problem with that.
Warren Sapp and Jason Taylor. Peyton, who he play for?
Jason Taylor was the...
Wow.
Peyton. I was hoping he'd throw me Warren Sapp.
Can you name his sister?
Philip Russell. Is it Philip? It's Philip.
It's not my mom.
Not.
Who is he?
Oh, A. P-A-R.
Can you name his sister?
No.
Joy Taylor.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's Joy Taylor's brother.
He knows Joy.
He's Joy Taylor's brother.
Yeah. He knows Joy.
I'm flummoxed. You don't know who Jason is. I should have known. But he played for Miami. He was tremendous.
Yeah, he was.
But they put him as a starter on this all-defensive team over Myles Garrett, Michael Strahan at defensive end.
Didn't he marry Zach Taylor's sister?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, yeah. Or not Taylor, but who was the middle linebacker for the... Was
Zach it Thomas.
Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas, yeah.
Zach Taylor was the coach of the Bengals.
That's right.
I don't know that I could put Jason Taylor over Myles Garrett or Michael Strahan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know that I could put him over over Strahan either.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean,
because Strahan broke that sack record in what, 03, 04, somewhere in there?
Sounds about right. Look, I mean, to me, it's like, just look at it this way. If you're putting, if only one can go in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going with Strahan.
Well, you're not going with Jason Taylor. That's my take. You would either go Miles or Strahan.
But this is this the same where they put Priest Holmes as the number one running back as well?
I don't know if this is the same public. I don't know if CBS did that or The Athletic did it.
Okay, that might. Okay, I remember ESPN. It might have been ESPN, but I know ESPN had Priest Holmes as their RB1 for their quarter century team, which is crazy.
Yep. So Watt led the NFL in sacks twice, tackles for a loss. JJ did on three separate occasions.
And he was a three-time defensive MVP, too, wasn't he? I think. But if you look at those, I mean, look, those Texans teams were terrible.
Yeah, Watt and Donald are the only three players to win the Defensive Player of the Year award three times.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's your defensive ends. Your linebackers, this is where I get really, really upset.
Okay.
Ray Lewis, no issue.
No issue.
Derek
Brooks.
Just
don't go to his camp.
Derek Brooks, no issue.
No issue.
DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, I don't have an issue.
Solid.
T.J. Watt, the other Watt brother, the tryhard brother.
Okay, now I see a pattern here.
Now, on the surface, I don't have a major problem with T.J. Watt either, but I can't put T.J. Watt in over Von Miller.
Yeah. No, not his incomplete body of work, no.
Now, again, who do you think is better, J.J. or T.J.? That's a...
Oh, I take... I think
J.J.
Prime J.J.?
I think J.J.
Prime
better.
J.J. was a problem.
I think J.J. is better. I can't... Now, if it was J.J. versus Von, we could have a discussion. To me, T.J. versus Von, it's no contest. Von Miller.
No, give me Von Miller all day, every day.
They also, on reserves, is Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner.
They're probably holding his hair against
Khalil
him.
Khalil Mack. Oh, Urlacher's hair?
Yeah.
You know, I think that was, he had a great look when he was fully shaven.
Yeah, and now he's got a full-blown head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
Full-blown.
Bobby Wagner and Khalil Mack. Look, that's a loaded, linebackers
are a loaded
list. I was going to
say, that's a tough, you got a lot of good choices there from the linebacker spot.
You do. I just don't know that I can get TJ in over Von Miller.
No, I'm taking Von Miller over T.J. Watt. I mean, like you said, for one, he was a monster in the playoffs. He won a Super Bowl, and I mean, he was the guiding force on that Super Bowl. Hell, and well, look, with the Rams, I mean, he was a problem with that Rams team as well. I mean, look, he had a slow start, then he gets to the Rams and was a problem there. So no, I mean, Von Miller, like I said, I think what's holding Von back is his off the field stuff, and I think people hold that against him.
They say by far the toughest decision during the making of this roster was picking Wagner over Patrick Willis. But so Bobby Wagner over Patrick Willis as a reserve.
I think also, too, though, you got to remember, I think they're holding longevity against these guys as well. Because Willis played, what, 6-7 years and called it a career? Kuechly played, what, 7-8 and called it a career?
Yeah.
And left it. Now, Kuechly had, what, some concussion issues, if memory serves? Something along those lines?
He did, yeah.
So.
Corners. Darrell Revis, no issue. And Charles Woodson.
Okay.
Over, and the reserves are Champ Bailey and Rondé Barber. Now, you know, I don't know. First of all, how is Richard Sherman not there?
off the field.
But that never matters, right?
It shouldn't, but I guarantee you.
What off the field? Just trying to break down a door on a ring cam?
Well, there's that. And then he did have the DUI where he was going the wrong way on a Seattle highway. So,
yeah.
You know, Richard's about that life.
I mean, okay, that's fine.
And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it should be the case.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to remember, too, I feel like with Richard Sherman, he had a very high, and then kind of a, not a low, low, but I mean, you know, after he left Seattle.
Longevity was a problem. You know, Woodson did it way longer.
But see, the thing about Woodson, though, that I think, and I would almost put him in kind of like a, you know, if there was such a thing as like a nickel rover role, because remember, his second half, he played safety. A lot of safety.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
So, and so from that standpoint, I mean, that kind of,
because I'd take Champ Bailey over Rod Woodson, Charles Woodson. Yeah,
I would too.
Because Champ Bailey was a freak.
Dude. Yeah, he was awesome. I got a sneeze coming on again. Uh-oh, man, my allergies.
I tell you what, these allergies are something special over here for you.
Yeah, they really are. But yeah, Revis is a no-doubter. I think Champ should be over Woodson, but I also think Richard Sherman should be over Rondé.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't get the Rondé Barber love, man. I don't get it. Tiki was a better running back at his peak than Rondé was a corner.
The thing about Rondé, though, was Rondé was just solid for a lot of
years. Yeah, he was.
Okay? He was kind of Deron Blandish in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see
just
that.
Not a huge name, right? But again, just a solid NFL cornerback for a lot of years.
It is NFL's all quarter century defensive team from CBS. Safety, this is a no. It's the easiest ones. Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu as the starters. And
zero
then Brian
issue.
Dawkins, John Lynch. John Lynch, the overrated John Lynch. Shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. at least not over Darren Woodson. Some of the honorable mentions that did not make the list. Ty Law. Patrick Peterson.
I'll tell you a crazy Ty Law story after the break.
Oh, not for air.
No.
Not for air. Okay.
No.
Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas.
Fruit City's own Earl Thomas.
James Harrison. Man, Terrell Suggs somehow not making it. I mean, he's going to be
T. Sizzle is not on the honorable mention list here?
No, he's on the honorable
mention. Oh, he's on the honorable mention.
No, he's on the actual team.
Okay.
Zach Thomas, who you mentioned. Yeah. Calais Campbell, Kevin Williams, Cam Jordan, Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Ndamukong Suh.
Okay.
Vince Wilfork. And then Patrick Willis.
If Vince Wilfork isn't wearing overalls, do we care?
He's a good player, man.
He's a good run stuffer, but I mean,
do we think
he was an all-timer, century-wise?
Okay, so who would you... I mean, I suppose you could put Chris Jones.
Oh, I Chris Jones is far more disruptive than Wilfork ever was.
Yeah. Let's see, who are the...
I mean, don't be wrong, Wilfork's solid, but I mean, all-century team?
The starting tackles were Aaron Donald, Warren Sapp, and then backups, you had Richard Seymour and Haloti Ngata.
I mean, if you're going to tell me that T.J. Watt is going to get run as being a guy that's still playing and not Chris Jones over Vince Wilfork, mm-hmm. who, again, I mean, was forgettable after he left New England. I mean, his whole shtick in Houston was he barbecued and wore overalls.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's great.
That's what he did.
Get to the quarterback. You know.
Yeah.
Plug a couple holes.
Yep.
That's all.
It's the commercial-free expressway. Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fan. We got a junk drawer that we're going to open up here.
This is where we just go
with, you know, the oldest, the random stories that happen through the weekend.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.